You're listening to Storylines, and here's your host, Christine Cowley.
Good morning, and welcome to Storylines. I'm Christine Cowley. Our guest today is Jennifer Mooksang, award-winning author of a children's book that every adult should probably read, and we'll tell you why in a moment. Jennifer, welcome to Storylines.
Thank you, Christine. It's lovely to be here.
Jennifer, we met in the summertime at a conference, and I was so fascinated with the story of writing speechless. But part of that interest for me was that I had just been talking to people about that whole terror of public speaking and how high it is on that list of terrors that we face. But speechless is also about how to face bullying and find your own voice. So it's a story written for kids, but it deals with issues that we all deal with, even as adults, doesn't it, Jennifer?
It does. And I think that a lot of the things that we deal with as kids, sometimes we continue to deal with as we're grown up. I think, you know, we all have different personalities, and some of us tend to be more quiet and shy. And so that fear of being in the public eye, actually, I think that's a thing for just about everyone, right? But
yeah.
I don't think that really disappears. I think you just learn how to cope with it.
Yeah, so it is a universal fear. And as you say, you learn how to cope with it. And in your story, it kind of blends with a number of messages. The book's been described as laugh out loud funny, but it has.
Thank you. The thing is, when I started writing the story, I was just learning how to write stories.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think of myself as a novel writer. I was thinking I would be writing picture books because
Right. They're
small and manageable, and I absolutely adore picture books. So when this little scene showed up in a writing class and people asked me if I would write some more, I wasn't sure what the heck I was doing. So the reason that a lot of different things kind of came into the story is because I couldn't write that much about any one thing. I'd sort of run out of stuff to write, and I'd be racking my brains as to, well, okay, now he's done that. Where am I going to take him
next?
And it would be maybe an article in the newspaper or something I'd be reading or listening to on the radio, and suddenly I'd figure a way to put that into the story. And then the fun part for me is making it all tie together and make it all some cohesive thing.
And that magic moment when you see that on the page.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually, I find the process of writing rather difficult because it's hard to get, for me, getting thoughts down on paper. But then once there's a germ of an idea or an outline of something written down, then the fun part is where you go back and then you try to make all the pieces fit.
And then you really craft.
Yeah, exactly. For me, that's the part where you make it pretty, right?
Yes.
Like you have a story and it's okay. But when you start adding in all the things that give it that emotional kind of jolt or make you think, aha, now I've learned something.
Yeah.
Those are the parts that make me very happy.
And you go for the feeling words, not just that word describes it, but this word gives you that feeling, and then you jump out of your chair and you do your happy dance because you got the right word.
Exactly. You got it.
And you talk, Jennifer, about the work of writing, and you took it seriously. You took writing classes and workshops, and you went after learning your craft.
And it was all kind of in the dark and in the fog and trying to find my way forward because I hadn't taken English in university and I hadn't really ever thought of myself as a writer. So when I decided really like to learn how to do this thing, well, actually, first I thought, okay, I want to do this thing. And I discovered that it's not the kind of thing I could do by myself.
Mm.
I really needed to get some more information. And so I started taking classes and I started joining groups. And I was really lucky. There's a wonderful community in Burlington of writers, and a lot of them are children's writers. And they're all very open and friendly. And if you find them, they welcome you and they tell you all kinds of really cool stuff about how the process of writing works. And then once that's done, how you get published and all that really interesting stuff. So I did that. And then the best part, I think, for me was I found a group of writers who were going through, they had a small group that actually learned about writing. So we'd take a book, a writing craft book.
Yes.
And study it for about a month. We'd read through the chapters, work through the exercises, discuss what we'd learned, and I learned a ton. And I was just revising my book for like the millionth time at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those really fine and fancy things that, elevate your novel to the next level, I was learning all at once and using my own work as an exercise.
Yeah.
And I think that made a huge difference for me in, in terms of learning.
Your expectation wasn't that you had all this talent that was just going to show up.
I was hoping I had some talent.
Clearly
to tell
you
the truth, when at the point I thought, you know what, I'd really like to write a book, I found all kinds of ways to not write a book. So first I took piano lessons, and then I took art lessons, and then I realized, you know what, I'm really bad at those, and I'm just procrastinating. Like, I am avoiding, I'm dreading actually putting my nose to the grindstone and learning how to do this thing that just seems so difficult, so unfathomable, so magical.
I want to talk more about that. I want to talk more about your theory of procrastination as writing process. We're going to take a quick break, Jennifer, and when we come back, I want to come back to that whole thought process around procrastination as being part of what makes your work really happen on the page. So stay with us, listeners. We're going to be back after a few short messages.
You're listening to Storylines, and here's your host, Christine Cowley.
Welcome back to Storylines. Today, we're delighted to have with us award-winning author Jennifer Muksang. And Jennifer, before the break, we were just getting into talking about your philosophy of procrastination as writing process. So every writer loves to hear this. Tell us more.
I think I need to correct you, Christine. I'm award nominated, but I haven't won anything yet. Good vibes into the universe.
Yes, we're looking to the certain future.
As I sit here and procrastinate about the whole thing, procrastination as a writing process is a really bad process, just so everybody knows. It's painful and it hurts, and you don't get very much done. Although I found that procrastinators, because we work really well when we've got deadlines, we tend to work, we can work really fast.
Yes.
And in fact, there are these theories that if you leave everything till the last minute, your creative juices flow faster and things work out better. I'm not sure I really believe that. I just believe that this is just the way my brain operates, and I'm learning to live with it and trying really hard to corral it into some semblance of schedule and organization. And I try to treat it like a kid with a behavior problem. It needs treats in order to do the thing, and if it's not doing the thing, then our own guilt and fears, I think, are enough to sometimes get us back into the chair to work. I've been thinking about procrastination. I think about it a lot because it's a great way to procrastinate, wondering what is it about me. And I'm thinking, okay, one thing is you're a perfectionist. I'm lazy, and I'm externally motivated. So being a writer is like the worst job I could have because there's nobody hanging over me. There's no paycheck waiting for me at the end of the week. There's nobody giving me things to do. I'm just left to my own devices and left to my own devices. By the way, I have to say Brian Henry is the best writing instructor in the world, and if you ever get a chance to take a workshop with him, you should go. I go to classes where people expect me to produce things, and that's actually where Speechless started. If it hadn't been for being in class, being told I had to do homework, it wouldn't have even been born. So there it is, and I go to my critique groups because they look at me and go, didn't you bring anything this week? And I feel terrible, and I go home and I write something. Or sometimes people will stop me. Like, this is the other thing. I tell people what I'm working on, and then when I meet them again, they say, how's that book going? The one about the girl, you know, and the robots. And I say, it's going great. And then I have to run home and do it so that I didn't lie, because I don't like lying. Terrify what a procrastinator does.
Absolutely. You're actually doing some readings and workshops with Brian Henry.
I am. I've been asked to guest speak for him for some of his workshops, and that's been a thrill. It's been really neat being able to talk to people who are where I was 2 years ago and let them know that there's hope there. Although people say terrible things about the publishing industry, I do have the sense right now that at least in the children's lit world, that things are opening up. People are becoming much more interested in books and reading, and publishers are being more open. The fact that their editors are actually going out to workshops and speaking tells me that they're still looking. And the thing is, without writers, they have nothing to publish, so they're always looking for the next good thing.
Yes.
So all you got to do is write something good and get out there and be a pest. So believe that if you keep working at it and keep getting better at it, eventually you will have something that you can publish.
Yeah. Now, Speechless has kind of been making its way around the world. It's made its way to New Zealand, Australia, England, Jamaica, the U.S. Were you...
It's striking out on its own. It's really interesting to follow the progress. There are people who are buying it and taking it off to different places. It's actually being sold in book fairs and book borders in New Zealand and Australia. And across Canada, it's been nominated for a number of Reader's Choice Awards. So within libraries and schools, there are tons of kids who are reading it all the way from Ontario to Manitoba, Saskatchewan, BC. So that's been a real thrill to kind of watch it go out into the world and people enjoy it.
So if there's teachers and library people listening, where can they get in touch with you, Jennifer? Because I know you do readings and presentations.
Yeah, I do workshops. I do presentations. Yeah. I talk about my procrastination process and how things get written sometimes. And my website is jennifermuksing.com, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-M, as in
Michael.
Book, O-O-K, S as in sandwich, A-N-G.com. And I've given over 30 presentations and workshops to library schools in the past few months and have really gotten good feedback and really enjoy that. It's been wonderful meeting kids, being able to answer their questions. There have been such eager beavers, like they all want to write a book. And I've actually gotten some emails from kids who want me to help them. And so it's like, okay, if I can help you get started, that would be awesome.
And you are able to capture them with a great sense of humor. I love one of your lines in your workshop pitch says, "The life of an author, what does a writer do all day besides stare out the window, raid the fridge for snacks, and nap, all in the pursuit of inspiration?" So what kid doesn't want to do that, right?
Oh, that's totally, it's the perfect, like, it's like, you know, being a rock star. So all you have to do is write one book and, make $1 million. No, I enjoy that. Enjoy the laughs. Writing is fun. It's a fabulous, despite, the fact that it is hard, it's also an incredible high to be able to get your thoughts down on paper just the way you want them to come out, or sometimes be amazed at what you've put down on paper without realizing that's what you really thought.
Yes, and that revelation that happens for the writer. So, Jennifer, do you think you found your unique voice as an author and storyteller?
I believe that everyone's got more than one unique voice. Mm. I think that we all have different people living inside of us, and Speechless is one voice that I have. there is an 11-year-old boy that lives inside of me that really loves playing video games. I don't know where he came from, but when he talks, it feels like he really is me and he's not me. Mm. And I know that there are other voices that have come out when I write different kinds of things. So I think if you just write what you believe, I think that voice comes out. Like if you write what you truly think and don't worry about what other people will think about it, it just becomes your voice because it is you.
You know what, Jennifer? That is amazing advice for writers who are just starting out or who are on their 12th novel. That is great advice. Thank you, Jennifer, for being with us this morning on Storylines.
It's been wonderful talking to you and to my friend Debbie Stobart, who's out there listening. Thanks, Deb, a new member of the Huntsville community. And it's been wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Jennifer. You've been listening to Storylines on Hunters Bay Radio. Today we've been speaking with author Jennifer Muksing. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and I'm here every Thursday morning at 10:05 a.m. talking to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. Thanks for listening.